I'm Helen Chickering with BPR News. Widespread testing is a pillar of North Carolina's plan to slow the coronavirus curve. There are many behind-the-scenes efforts underway to help the state increase its testing efforts. One is happening at a dental residency clinic in Asheville. Like most dentist offices across North Carolina, the dental clinic at Mountain Area Health Education Center, or MAHEC, is slower these days, with dental residents limited to treating emergency cases. But the practice is still busy. That's the sound of a 3D printer, and the one at MAHEC's Asheville office is working nonstop.
And that 3D printer is usually used for making surgical guides for implants, mouth models, things like that.
That's Natalie Raper, MAHEC's dental practice administrator.
So we have repurposed that 3D printer, and we have begun producing COVID-19 testing swabs.
The repurposed printer idea got rolling when Raper was contacted by UNC medical student Casey Scott, a former MAHEC medical librarian. Inspired by a national news story, Scott was in search of a 3D printer to make face shields.
We tried to make a face shield on that printer, but it ended up being too small. One of the dental residents who's kind of the expert in using the dental printer, and I looked up templates for making the test swabs, and then we printed a batch, and it worked.
I have become more familiar than I ever thought I would be with this 3D printer.
That's the 3D printer expert, MAHEC dental resident Dr. Brian Halstead. He credits a motivated online community for sharing templates and other key information that got their operation up and running.
We've sort of created this small network of people who have 3D printers in Asheville and are interested in contributing to this medical need that we have right now. It's a team effort for sure. But yeah, we're all the residents and staff are sort of jumping in on this project. It takes many hands for sure.
Administrator Natalie Raper, who helped connect the team members in this 3D campaign, says the testing swabs will be distributed locally.
We are hoping to make about 4,000 swabs in 30 days, and those swabs will be distributed to COVID testing sites free of charge, specifically for those that serve vulnerable populations in Western North Carolina.
And while this was definitely not part of their planned education curriculum, both Halstead and Scott say it's been an incredible learning experience.
I think it's maybe too soon to know what the overall impact will be, but I think just having a sense of contributing and supporting the community and being helpful and useful when it's really easy to feel frustrated and futile about our current situation, that's been really a rewarding aspect.
I imagine in the next month or so, you're going to see a whole lot more testing. So I hope that what we're doing is helpful and helps get the world back to the way things should be running.
A 3D team effort spearheaded by a third-year medical student and a soon-to-be graduating dental resident who are going above and beyond during this uncertain time, helping North Carolina flatten the coronavirus curve. I'm Helen Chickering, BPR News.